The restoration of a Maple Ridge apartment building that was ravaged by fire last June has entered a new phase, with the signing of a contract worth almost $12 million. Dave Clark, the Strata president for the Edge 2 apartment building, and Harold Carver, an owner and past president, signed the contract with Coulter Developments, a Richmond-based construction company that specializes in large loss restoration work. Edge 2 is a four-story condo building located at the corner of 121st Avenue and Edge Street, and was heavily damaged by fire when the Edge 3 building, which was under construction, burned to the ground in the early morning hours of June 10. Read also: Maple Ridge residents face uncertain future after fire. Two houses on neighboring properties to the east and west of the intensely hot Edge 3 five-story blaze also caught fire and were destroyed, making it one of the most destructive fires in the city's history. While the fire damage was most extensive on the eastern side of the Edge 2 building, the water damage and resulting mold spread throughout. The entire building had to be essentially gutted, and every unit is now ready to be rebuilt. Clark explained the burned and water-damaged materials in the building have been removed and replaced. He likens it to a dentist removing cavities. Now a new roof and windows have been installed. The interior is just stud frames at this point. Kelly LaRue, Coulter vice president, explained his company will now be refinishing all 73 units over the next 14 months, until the building is ready for occupancy. New mechanical and electrical systems will be installed, and every unit will be rebuilt. It will be like a brand new build, he said. Clark said the cost of the restoration work has used the entirety of the Strata's $22 million in insurance. Some owners had no personal insurance, and their contents were lost, he said. But most of the owners were covered. Of the 73 units in the building, 47 of the owners lived on site. Clark said the experience has given him a new appreciation for insurance, as the senior had to replace virtually everything. My policy was $56,000 for contents, and I used every penny, he said.